Monsanto claims it has created a first-of-its-kind corn GMO that produces bigger ears. A foot-long ear of corn would grow an extra inch or two. And while that seems like a small gain, it's a big deal considering corn is used for everything from animal feed and fuel to soda and cereal. Here's Monsanto's North American corn technology lead, Joe Walsh.
One thing that farmers continually ask us for are products which deliver more yield for them. This product, in essence, provides an increased ear biomass for corn, and the result of that is that the farmers get an improved harvest and higher yields.
Farmers looking to start growing the larger ears shouldn't get too excited just yet, though. Walsh says the product is in an advanced development phase and still years away from commercial release.
We meticulously go through these products for many years. I would say, you know, where it's currently at in our pipeline, it still needs to continue to move through the process.
Records show Monsanto is already trying to get regulatory approval for its higher-yielding corn, dubbed variety 87403. In the United States, GMOs are regulated by what's called the Coordinated Framework for Biotechnology, an oversight system split between federal agencies, the USDA, EPA, and FDA. Monsanto submitted the necessary paperwork a year ago and got an early thumbs up in July when the USDA supported deregulation. That wasn't a surprise to Steve Supan. He's a senior policy advisor for the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy.
The 1986 framework for the regulation of agricultural biotechnologies is not really a regulatory framework, rather it's a deregulatory framework.
A Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting analysis found that the USDA has approved about 3 out of every 4 requests for deregulation it has ever received.
I would call it a non-existent regulatory system. My assumption is that Monsanto variety 87403 will be granted non-regulatory status.
Some agricultural economists caution bigger corn isn't exactly what America's farmers need. Record harvests in recent years have resulted in a large corn surplus. That surplus has slashed corn prices and made it difficult for farmers to stay out of the red. After hitting $8 a bushel during the 2012 drought, a bushel of corn now sells for less than $4.
Well, the number one challenge today for a corn grower is profitability.
That's Central Illinois farmer Paul Jeske, who with his wife grows equal parts corn and soybean on 4,000 acres. Jeske calculates he spends about $530 an acre to plant his corn crop, a total that factors in fertilizer, seed equipment, fuel, and other expenses.
Right now, we're looking at the retail prices of where we sell our corn that is below that cost of production, unless you ended up growing 280 bushel an acre or something like that, which we aren't doing.
Jeske says he pays up to $150 an acre for seed alone.
A lot of people complain about the seed, how expensive it's gotten to be. There's cheaper seed out there, but the reason we're planting the expensive stuff is because it does yield better.
A few agriculture trade groups also worry the new corn might trigger trade disruptions if it isn't internationally approved, as countries regulate GMOs differently. That's what happened in 2013. Farmers suffered devastating losses after China stopped shipments of U.S. corn because they included a GMO produced by Syngenta, which China hadn't approved. The National Grain and Feed Association says the ban cost U.S. producers as much as $3 billion. Monsanto said in its deregulation paperwork for the new corn seed that it will secure foreign approval in all major corn markets before a commercial release. But Supan says there's no guarantee.
So you're pretty much taking the applicant on his word.
Despite economic concerns, Jeske says a lot of farmers would be eager to test out Monsanto's bigger corn, pointing out they'll soon be asked to feed a growing worldwide population that the United Nations estimates will near 10 billion in less than 4 decades.
There's going to be bumps along the road from a profitability standpoint, times of surplus, but ultimately our goal to feed those people has to be that we have to continue to research these new and improved methods of increasing our food production.
Plus, he says, no farmer brags about having the lowest yields. For Illinois Public Media, I'm Robert Holly.